You're listening to City Lights on WABE, where ATL meets NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes. Of all the music festivals that take place in Atlanta, only one is named for Gene Shorts. The Jorts Fest celebrates indie rock and accessibility, and now they're seeking nonprofit status. Producer Mike John spoke with the organizers and has the story.
Carter Sutherland hefts a rolled-up handicap ramp through the front door of the Mammal Gallery in South Downtown. It's a little unwieldy, but for a person living with a disability, it could mean being able to get into a venue to see their favorite band. The ramp was purchased with donations from last year's Jorts Fest, and it's available for free to anyone who may need it. Co-organizer Carter Sutherland says that while it may not get used every day, it is being used.
But definitely I've been to shows where I brought it or someone else had it there. There's one time I came to a show and I didn't know the ramp was going to be there, and I was like, oh, what's up? Yeah, I just remember that feeling of being like, oh, cool. I think another thing about it too is like, it almost doesn't really matter like how many times it got used, like just the fact that it's there, like sending the message, I think is really like more important than like how many actual shows actually like needs to be at.
Yeah. So like you're saying that like the visibility of the thing itself helps to remind people that this is an actual issue that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Exactly.
The issue of accessibility to music venues is one that co-organizer Maria Sotnikova is particularly close to. Maria is a power wheelchair user and has a form of muscular dystrophy. She recalls trying to get into a show at a small venue in Manhattan.
The event was downstairs in their basement. Getting there, I remember I had to like go down this narrow hallway in between the buildings, through an alley, down like a really shady elevator, and the entire time I'm thinking, oh my god, I'm in an episode of Law and Order SVU. This is how it ends.
Luckily, things did not end there for Sotnikova, but the Jorts Fest ramp may help others avoid their own SVU moments. As the ramp makes its way to more shows around town, she says the reaction that she's gotten come mostly from people with family members living with disabilities.
I was advertising this to some folks on Facebook, and there was one person that had commented that her husband would have loved to have that when he was in the music scene here in Atlanta, because he had a hard time, you know, getting into the spaces that he wanted to get into.
Yeah.
And the more that I talk to people about it, the more I hear stories of family members or actual, like, people with disabilities that have said, oh, man, thank you for, you know, bringing this. I'll keep this in mind for the future.
In addition to the free festival and the ramp that's available for anybody to use, Jorts Fest is also working on becoming a 501c3?
Yes.
Can you talk about why you're pursuing nonprofit status and what that could do for Jorts Fest, for the organization?
Sure. So last year, we were asked by the Goat Farm to be a part of the City of Atlanta's Elevate Atlanta Public Art Program. And we realized that we'd really like to do more stuff like that.
Sotnikova explains that becoming a nonprofit would aid them in doing more of that collaboration with other arts groups and with city and state governments.
And also would allow us to apply for grants. I don't know about Carter, but I hate fundraising. It's like the least fun part of what we do.
Yeah, it's like always nerve-wracking and like kind of feels like ask everyone in the community to kind of like help with getting the ramp and everything. We don't want to like keep asking just them. We kind of want to like see what other resources we can like pull from. It's not that, you know, we can't do it not as a nonprofit, but like we want to be engaging with people who have institutional power. We kind of want to make it easier for them to like come to us.
But before they can try to court any major entities to their cause, there is this month's Jortsfest to attend to. Acts this year include Athens band Nana Grizzle, Atlanta party punk rockers Baby Baby, soul singer Chelsea Shag, and many more. In addition, a number of organizations will have tables and information there, including Georgia Artists for Progress, Southern Fried Queer Pride, and the Peach Coven. Even with all of these causes represented, most folks go to see bands to dance and to have a good time. I ask Maria and Carter,
why should accessibility be an issue that indie rockers, you know, pay attention to?
The music space is now and has always been a place for talking about societal change. It's a place where things are more possible, and if all people can't be included in this conversation, what's even the point? The able-bodied idea of, you know, what a good show is, that's always been such a dominant thing in art, and like I feel like if we can't change it in art, how are we going to change this in like other areas of society?
Sotnikova points out that when the disabled are excluded from spaces, it's not just a loss to them, but a loss to the community as a whole.
That doesn't tell the whole story. Like that doesn't tell everyone's story, and everyone's story deserves to be told at some point. So why not make it easier to tell?
And as Jortsfest strives towards their goal of becoming a nonprofit, Sotnikova and Sutherland have more of their own story to tell. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
This year's Jortsfest takes place at the Mammal Gallery in South Downtown on Saturday, August 26th. After a quick break, the FX animated series Archer has grown a lot over its 8 seasons. We'll talk with the Atlanta-based editor Christian Danley about the show. This is City Lights on WABE Atlanta.